This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, the word is blueprint. Blueprint. Maybe you've had blueprints that you looked at when you built a house or you moved into an apartment or a condominium. Blueprints are important in our lives, and the book of 1 Timothy is what I call a blueprint for life and the church. It's written by the Apostle Paul to a young minister named Timothy. It's the series we begin this week on Cross Hope. God bless you as you listen to part one, Blueprint for Love. Well, an American was visiting Japan, and he met a well-known Japanese Christian. When he found out the city the man was from in Japan, he remembered that years earlier he had known an American missionary from that same town. So just taking a chance, just a long shot, he said, "Have you heard of a missionary by the name of Logan?" The man's face lit up and he said, "Do I remember a man named Logan?" It was Mr. Logan who taught me the blueprint for love. What a statement. I've never heard anyone use that phrase. He taught me the blueprint for love. Nor does he go in to explain what he meant by the blueprint for love. But it said something to me. It spoke volumes to me that Mr. Logan lived his life in such a way that this Japanese believer could say, "That is my blueprint for love." Question: what blueprint do you have for your children to follow? You know, a lot of people leave a blueprint of hostility. I had a man tell me years ago that all he remembers from his childhood is hearing who his mom and dad resented, who his mom and dad hated, who his mom and dad said they owe us money, who his mom and dad said they cheated us, and everything was negative about what his mom and dad said about people, and that was his blueprint for life. Isn't that sad? I realize that every person in this room has a blueprint that you grew up with, and today we're going to talk about the blueprint for love out of the book of 1 Timothy. The whole book is a blueprint for the church, and we'll talk about it each week as we go through this series, but today he gives the blueprint for love. And I'm going to share some things with you about love that my guess is some of you have never heard before. You never knew that the foundation for love in a home, in a marriage, in a family comes out of three things that Paul mentions today. I want you to look for it as we read it. The first five verses of the book of 1 Timothy, Paul is the writer, the apostle, to a young man, a young minister named Timothy. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the command of God, our Savior, and of Christ Jesus, our hope. To Timothy, my true son in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus, our Lord. As I urged you when I went into Macedonia, stay there in Ephesus, the city of Ephesus, so that you may command certain men not to teach false doctrines any longer, nor to devote themselves to myths and endless genealogies. These promote controversies rather than God's work, which is by faith. What was going on? People who would rather argue with other people than share the gospel. Don't raise your hand, but some of you grew up in a church background where people loved to argue doctrine. They just didn't want to share with anybody. They'd rather fight about what the Bible says or doesn't say rather than share the good news with another person. And that's sad. That's pathetic. Absolutely pathetic. Now, the blueprint for love is in verse 5. The goal of this command that he just gave is love, which comes from three things. Love comes from a pure heart. Love comes from a good conscience. And love comes from a sincere faith. Three things that are the blueprint for love.
Well, a new message this week, a new series from the book of 1 Timothy called Blueprint. It continues tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website, of course, is crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.